Around the world, thousands of people dressed as zombies will dance to Michael Jackson's song Thriller on Saturday. Kalamazoo is participating in the attempt to set a world record for the most people dancing to the song at the same time. WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports.
On Sunday, 8 people gathered at Jazzercise in Portage for a dance workshop. It was one of 4 workshops to teach the choreography from Michael Jackson's Thriller. In the iconic scene from that 1984 video, Jackson leads zombies in a dance routine. None of the dance steps are difficult, but there are a lot of moves in the 6-minute routine, so repetition and spoken cues were the name of the game. Elise Camps and Julie Frederick led the participants, which included 1 teenage boy, 2 preteen girls, and 3 grown women. As rehearsals started, they all seemed to be feeling a bit self-conscious. But after many takes, both with and without the music, they started to look like a real dance troupe. Well, a dance troupe made up of zombies.
5, 6, 7, 8, and scare.
And now when you do that final scare at the end, 2, 3,
yeah. This won't be the only zombie event this month. Downtown Kalamazoo was host to almost 4,000 zombies last Saturday night in an attempt to break the world record for most zombies gathered. A record of 4,093 was set in Asbury Park, New Jersey in October 2010. Kalamazoo was just 107 zombies short of breaking that record last week, and another attempt is expected to be made next year.
Down.
Thrill the World Kalamazoo is a much smaller event. Last year, 29 local dancers did the Thriller routine in front of the downtown Kalamazoo Radisson. But worldwide, 29 countries and more than 12,000 dancers participated. What's the point of it all? Here's local coordinator Julie Frederick.
First of all, we do dance for a world record internationally. So we are dancing at the same time as everyone else in the world. And our time in our time zone is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday the 27th.
There's more to it than setting a world record. Frederick says each participating community is raising money for a local charity.
The international organization encourages the local organization, such as ours, Thrill the World Kalamazoo, to raise money for a charity. So we also, our dance is raising money for the LADY program, LADY being an acronym for Learn About Defending Yourself. And that organization teaches women to defend themselves, rape prevention, self-defense, that type of thing.
One of the dancers at Sunday's workshop was participating with her young daughter.
What's your name?
Maureen Lachevsky.
Maureen says she and her daughter danced for the event last year. She has a theory about why zombies seem to be extremely popular these days and why so many people are inspired to dress and act the part.
I suspect that it might have something to do with, like, connecting with that base animal part of yourself that wants and doesn't worry about why, perhaps.
Some of the zombies at Sunday's workshop seemed discouraged by their lack of dancing progress. But as Julie Frederick says,
we're zombies. Who cares if it's not perfect? We're not professional dancers.
Right.
We're here. We do the choreography. We have fun.
Thrill the World Kalamazoo will take place Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Girl Scout Heart of Michigan building on Maple Street in Kalamazoo. Do you want to dance? Learn more through a link at wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.